Let us sit mentally, expressing our gratitude to Bhagwan, our Ishtadevta, for this opportunity to meditate, and gratitude to Puja Gurudev for our knowledge. We'll start with Anulom Vilom. Put two fingers above the eyebrows, and with the right thumb you control the right nostril, and with the ring finger you control the left nostril. So breathe in and out through the left. Slow, deep breaths with a pause in between inspiration, expiration. Here we'll do 5 times. At home you can do 9 or 11. Slow, deep breaths with a gap. Now 5 times through the right nostril. Close the left nostril and just breathe through the right. Now alternate in through the right, out through the left, in through the left, out through the right. Five times. Full attention on the breath. Slow, deep. Both hands on the knees, thumb and index finger together, the chin mudra, other 3 fingers straight. Correct. Continue to take slow, deep breaths. Carefully, consciously relax each part of the body. Start from the toes. Move all the way up to the hips. Relax each part of the body completely. Relax the back muscles from the tailbone all the way up to the neck. Relax the back. You can do the relaxation slowly at home. Take your time. Relax the abdomen muscles. Breathe through the abdomen muscles and relax. Breathe only in the chest muscles and relax. Relax the neck, the mouth, the jaw. Relax. The nostrils, the ears, the eyes, the entire face. Relax. The forehead and the scalp muscles. Relax. The whole body from head to toe is relaxed. Today's shloka is from Dakshinamurti Stotram. Puram Vamsya Nalo Nilo Paramahar Natho Himanshu Puma Itya Bhati Characharatmakamida Yasyaiva Murtyashtakam Nanyat Kinchana Vidyate Vimrishatam Yasmat parasmat vibho tasmai shri guru murtaye nama idam shri dakshina murtaye. I should remain closed throughout the meditation. Shankaracharya ji says in the shloka, O earth, ambamsi water, anal fire, anil air, amber space. This whole universe is made of five elements: earth, water, fire, air, and space. And three more: the sun, the moon, and the individual ego. So this whole universe is made of five elements: the sun, the moon, and the individual ego. We are also made of five elements, and the intellect, mind, and the I thought, the individual ego. All animate and inanimate objects have these eight factors, whether they move or don't move. So a wise person, when he sees these eight, anything in the world, is an Ashtamurti, eightfold form of Bhagwan. The Lord Himself is in all these beings, whether rocks, stones, birds, fish, plants. So we should see everything as God Himself, the Supreme, and constantly remember God when we see anything: the flowers, the sunrise, the smile of a baby. If you see a brilliant person, scientist, or an Olympic athlete in the Winter Games, wherever you see something glorious, remember Bhagwan is there. Bhagwan is even there in the ordinary things, the ant crawling, mosquito flying, the plants growing. Grass under our feet. Everything is God. God is also within us as life, as consciousness. In meditation, we shift our attention from the world, even from the body, to God's presence within us as life. I am walking, talking, speaking, because God is functioning through me. So after watching the breath, after relaxing the body, shift your attention inward to the middle of the chest and feel God's presence within us. Whatever abilities I have is because of that divinity within. So in meditation, pay attention to the life principle within. We'll keep that for a few minutes. If the mind wanders into the world, bring it back and center the mind in the self, in the consciousness within. We'll maintain that for the next 10 minutes in silence. शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः।
हाय
हरि ओम। Throughout the day, as we move around, see everything as God's presence outside and everything within me is also God's presence. So see God inside and outside, all pervading reality. Hari Om.